Listening for main ideas, page 27.
Well, it's just about 7 o'clock, so why don't we get started? So, hello, and good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming. I'm Carl Jones, and tonight I'm going to talk to you about energy use around the world. Instead of talking in general terms, I decided to focus on three families from three different countries and discuss how each family uses energy in their daily lives. Can everyone hear me okay? Okay, good. First, let's look at the Chuma family in a village in Botswana. Mr. Chuma is a tour guide, and the family also raises cows. In this slide, you can see Mrs. Chuma doing some of her housework outside the family's small house. She washes her clothes by hand, and then she hangs them in the sun to dry. She isn't using any fossil fuels to wash and dry, which means she isn't sending any greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. In the next slide, you can see three of the Chuma's children and their neighbor's children going to school. The children walk there, and in the rainy season, they have to use this boat to cross the river. Again, you can see they aren't using much energy, so they aren't producing much carbon. Overall, the Chuma's demand for fossil fuels is quite low. They use fossil fuels for a few important things, such as electric lights and a radio. So, as a family, they have a fairly small impact on the environment. But global warming is having a significant impact on the people of Botswana. And the Chuma family is one example of this. Sometimes, they don't have water, and there isn't enough grass for their farm animals because of the dry climate. Now, let's look at the next family, the Nelsons. The Nelsons live in Las Vegas, in the United States. Here, in this slide, you can see Brandy Nelson with her laundry. She's listening to the news on a big TV while she folds laundry in their living room. She washed and dried these clothes in a machine, and there are many other things in their house that use electricity. In the next slide, you can see the Nelson children coming home from school. They attend a private school. The Nelsons drive them to school because there isn't a bus. Brandy and her husband are entertainers, and they both drive to their jobs because it's faster than public transportation. Their jobs are far from their home, so they use about a gallon of gasoline every day. The Nelsons want to conserve energy and have done several things to help reduce the amount of energy they use. For example, this year they bought more efficient appliances. They also want to put in a solar energy system in their house, but it's very expensive. Their lifestyle puts a lot of carbon into the atmosphere, but they say it's difficult to change their habits. Finally, we have the Panchal family. This is Neetu Panchal, who lives in Jaipur, India. There are 11 people in her family, all living in one house. They have a washing machine, but she hangs her clothes on the top of her house to dry. The Panchals are saving money to build another room in their house for Neetu's cousin and his wife. Neetu's sister, Lalita, goes to work by bus. Here she is in this next slide here. Lalita works in a hotel far from their home. It takes her 40 minutes to get there. She hopes that the family will soon buy a car so she can spend less time getting to work and more time at home with her family. India has a very big middle class, more than 300 million people. Changes in the lifestyles of India's middle class will have a big impact on the world's greenhouse gases. For instance, by 2050, there will be about 600 million cars in India, more than any other country in the world. And as the demand for cars increases, so will the demand for oil and gas.